We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Tracy Hawkins. She is the executive director and owner of Whispering Winds Therapeutic Massage, a nonprofit 501c3 organization that provides massage therapy to people that can't afford the expense. Thank you for joining me today, Tracy. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
So tell us, first of all, what is Whispering Winds?
Whispering Winds Therapeutic Massage Incorporated is a 501c3 nonprofit organization where we provide therapeutic massage for adults and children that suffer from life-altering illnesses.
Now, how did you get started with all this, and how long have you been doing it?
Actually, I have been doing this since 1994, so about 23, 24 years now. I started with my father. As a child, I suffered from asthma and had very difficulties in breathing and catching my breath. And my father would sit next to me and rub my back and squeeze my shoulders and help me to calm my nerves and calm my mind. And I realized the importance of touch in one's life, especially a child, and how powerful it truly is.
Now, do you feel free telling everyone who your father is?
I do, and I'm very proud to do so.
I would be too.
My father is the late, great Tommy Hawkins of the Los Angeles Lakers, and also he was communications and external affairs director for 18 years for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Great, great 10-year career in the NBA as well.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yes. So now tell us a little bit about your background in massage therapy.
Absolutely. I knew from an early age that I had a gift. And that gift, I'm more of a relaxation specialist, if you will. I did, of course, because of my father's start in sports, but quickly found out that that was not my forte. Anything that I ended up doing, I ended up relaxing people and putting them to sleep. And that was just my vibe. My intent was to provide calm and support and relaxation techniques.
Now, what is the importance of massage to personal health?
Massage therapy benefits people from all walks of life, whether you are a hairstylist, a baseball player, a pop diva, or someone that works in an office all day long. The body needs conditioning. The body needs touch. Humans need touch. And in order to provide great range of motion and provide a healthier sense of well-being, it's important to get in there to stimulate the circulatory system and massage those muscles, get the lactic acid out, and improve the mobility and the quality and the state of life.
Now, you talk about touch therapy. What actually is touch therapy, and how is it beneficial to patients?
Okay. So the difference between massage therapy and touch therapy is this. Massage therapy is the manipulation and the effleurage, the petrissage of the muscles. Touch for life therapy is more apropos for individuals that cannot receive what we call massage. Those type of patients would be cancer patients, fibromyalgia patients. So you would do more of a light touch, like butterfly flowy movements with your hands and your arms and the back of your knuckles. And those are more calming motions and more acceptable for people that have pre-existing conditions of that nature.
Are there any other types of massage therapy that you use, and how do you assess each patient?
I do. Actually, I'm certified in several different modalities of therapeutic massage. I do hot stone therapy, deep tissue, chair massage. I also do a revitalizing face massage, cranial sacral, hand and foot reflexology, spa therapies. The list goes on. As far as assessing what the client needs, they will come in and they will tell you, you know, my back is hurting, my neck and shoulders are hurting, I'm having a headache constantly. My lower back just can't seem to stop this pain. Can we do stretches? I mean, there are certain things that they will tell you about their pre-existing conditions that will give you a key to know exactly where to start and how to help them. But please know that it's important to be very consistent with this therapy. It's not a one-time thing. It's a gradual process.
What type of patients benefit from massage therapy, and what are some of the improvements that you've seen with those patients?
Well, again, I work with the elderly, the sick, the multi-disabled, the blind, the deaf. I work with children like my son, Georgie, that suffer from autism and intellectual disability disorder. Again, massage therapy helps them to ease their pain, helps them to calm the mind. If the body and the mind are calm, then they're able to accept the conditions that are dealt, that they're dealing with as far as their health is concerned. And if they are consistent with this type of therapy, you see the benefits. You see them feeling better, wanting to walk, get up off the couch, feeling more of a healthier sense of well-being, so to speak.
Right. How does your organization work? How do you get out into the community to provide your services? And do you team up with any other organizations?
We do. We do a lot of community outreach programs. We've worked with the Arthritis Foundation. We've worked with the Blind Children's Foundation of Los Angeles, the Foundation for the Junior Blind, AIDS Walk Los Angeles, the Entertainment Industry Foundation, Susan G. Komen. We get out there and we volunteer and we provide free chair massage for those that truly need it.
So you go to these events and you donate your time at these events?
We do.
Okay, so like Susan G. Komen, you'll be out there and you'll have a booth or something?
We'll have a booth or a tent, and we'll put our massage tables, our massage chairs up, and anyone that needs us, we are there to provide a wonderful service.
Now, how can people help? Do you ever need volunteers?
We need volunteers. We are looking for charitable donations. They are more than welcome to visit our website, which is www.whisperingwindsmassagetherapy.org. There you can go ahead and make a donation directly from the website, be able to comment on our services, ask questions about what we do provide, as well as learn more information about the actual work.
And you are a nonprofit organization, so you do need to raise funds. What are those funds used for?
Funds are used for resources such as massage tables, massage chairs, linens, oils, different types of spa therapies that we do, hot stones. The list goes on. In order to keep an organization of this magnitude running, we need your help.
Okay, so all of those services that you provide are free, but you need to raise money in order to keep on operating.
That is correct.
How can they contact you? Give them that website again.
Again, www.whisperingwindsmassagetherapy.org.
And the phone number is on that website as well?
909-750-0072.
As we close, is there anything you'd like to add that people should know about massage therapy?
Absolutely. I want everyone out there to know, get out there, reach out to your massage therapist. Help your body to feel better. Put your mind at peace. And know that as human beings, we need love. We need touch in order for us to survive just as individuals. Not to mention people that have disabilities and illnesses, but just human beings as a whole need to be loved and touched. And there are people out there like Whispering Winds that will provide this service on a much needed professional level and with a level of expertise that will help you and improve your quality of life.
Very good. Tracy Hawkins, Executive Director and owner of Whispering Winds Therapeutic Massage, helping to provide massage therapy to people that can't afford the expense. Thanks again for coming in today, Tracy. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.